was amazing this morning as we are starting our liturgy to have in the gospel of the morning raising of incense, the psalm of David, the prophet, saying, "For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, fi Gehim, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me your way." In El Injil, Aydan, the Gospel, was speaking about the resurrection of the dead. It was amazing, you know. This is the part of the third Friday in the Great Lent, but on the same liturgy that we prayed on her soul today, this morning, we found that the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about the resurrection of the dead. And he said, therefore, Jesus answered them, saying, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die anymore, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection." I say to you, Dr. Boulos, you are lucky. Lucky because your wife has become your intercessor now in heavens. Yes, she's no more be your wife, but she will intercede you and Mary and all the beloved who loved her all these years. She was married when she was 24, and she lived here 49 years, neither in Alexandria nor in Canada. The earth took any tiny part from her. She lived in the earth, but the earth did not live in her. That's why we are very comfortable of her eternal future now. We are not saying a sermon, but we're feeling a fact. We lived with her. As I know this family since 1952, I don't want to repeat myself. What I said yesterday, I can't repeat it now, but at least say this blessed family now have a couple of intercessors in heavens. They have a nun, and they have a married, and they have an angel, married woman, and they have an angel also, the third one among the 11 sons and daughters now in heavens. The newest one is Fadila, who lived as a child and performed very well the commandments of the Lord joyfully, willingly, simply, without any difficulties. Nothing obstacled here at all. Here in Canada, I was amazing. I've never any lady who lived like this life, 49 years in Canada, and she did not follow any of the habits of the life of the Canadians whatsoever. She lived the Bible, and she gave her, as Abuna Bishoy said, the living gospel, really without. She didn't serve in the Sunday school, she didn't serve in the meetings, but she served in her life for everyone. I was amazed that one of the young people who was born here, He put a very, very beautiful words about her on the Facebook 2 days ago. He's one of the deacons, the Shemamsa. It means that all the youth was looking at her and knew her. Was a very good sample and very good example for everyone who wants really to inherit the kingdom of heavens. Rest in peace now, Fadila. Pray for us. We need your prayers. Inshallah, after the burial will be in Pinecrest for those who have time. We come back here to have gathering with the family in the basement. So who has time, please don't leave. After the burial, we'll come back here. أمين الليل يا دوكسا باتري
Ob Christus bin noti. Pudon te ti hedin e moinante, ke din sam nante, ke din kan novinan evol, je thok te ti gom ne pione pesmone peshane me. O God, hear us and pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespassing against us. And lead us not to temptation, but the rest of the evil one, in Christ Jesus our Lord, for that is the kingdom, power, and glory. And now,
on behalf of the family, Dr. Boulos asked me to thank everyone who came today, either from Ottawa or from Montreal or from anywhere, from the family members or from the very close and the beloved friends. May the Lord reward all of you the heavenly rewards you deserve, and comfort his son and his daughters as well, and give the heart sympathy to all the family in Alexandria and America and then everywhere.
Oh, cool.